Big thanks to Little Passports for supporting the show. Little Passports offers globally inspired award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer. Whether building a solar-powered robot, creating a Spanish mosaic, or cooking tasty Brazilian treats, kids ages 3 to 10 will love learning with Little Passports. For our listeners, Little Passports is offering new customers 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. Make a decision faster today. Move quicker. Get something out. Condense your time. Move things up on the calendar. Get that pressure that you need in order to get it done. Pressure is helpful. Stress is actually helpful. Get the project out and get the feedback later. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I know that we've been talking about it on our He Said, She Said episodes. You guys, if you don't tune in, those are the episodes where I bring my husband on and we kind of just talk about whatever is going on in life and maybe whatever is going on in business, our perspective from his perspective and obviously my perspective as well, which is always more important. I'm totally kidding. You guys, for anyone who works with your partner as well, I think it's just kind of fun episodes to hear how we work together, whether you are working with your partner or a business partner. It's just really interesting once you get that dynamic into your business, just working with other people. So we have been talking about on our He Said, She Said podcast that we have launched our Be Online course. It is everything that you need to go online, to grow your business, to scale. And it's a really, really amazing course. It was filmed over all of last year and we weren't sure if we were going to launch it. And we actually decided, what the heck are we doing? We filmed an entire course and did not launch it. So we decided to put our energy behind it and launch it. And you guys, by the time you hear this podcast, it has been out. The cart has been open for a week. And you now have, I believe, 2 days left in order to get this course if you are interested. So you can go to joinbeonline.com. That's joinbeonline.com. And it's so good. You guys, literally, it is so incredibly good. We got all of our expert friends together in order to give all of their wisdom and expertise in the course. So this kind of leads into what I'm chatting about today on the podcast, and that is to make faster decisions. I look back over the years and I look at the times where I really felt like I was kind of like sitting in a lot of resistance and sitting in a lot of pain. And what I can tell you is during those times, I observed that I had projects that I would extend over a long period of time.
To all my audience who has kids or a special kid in their life, we know that just like us, kids are always searching for something exciting to do. And from what I hear, parents are always searching for something that will expand their kids' horizons and something to do with their kids. And Little Passports has the best of both worlds. They offer globally inspired award-winning kits designed for curious kids to fuel their inner explorer. Each month, Little Passports will send you a kit packed with play-based activities, interactive crafts, puzzles, games, and stories to help kids have fun while they learn about the world around them. Each kit contains activities that are perfect for your kids' ages and match to their interests from age 3 up to 10. And Little Passports makes the perfect gift for parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents, and educators. And you guys, you get a discount if you listen to the podcast using my code. My podcast manager, Nikki, can even attest to how great these activities are because when she has to knock things out for work, she sets up a Little Passports activity for her son. And he's not only entertained, but he's also learning everything from culture, geography, and STEM subjects. Choose the month-to-month, 6-month, or 12-month subscriptions, whichever is right for you, and you can stop anytime. For listeners of the show, Little Passports is offering new customers 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. That's 20% off when you go to littlepassports.com/Lori. littlepassports.com/Lori. You can thank me later.
I was just speaking in a mastermind yesterday, and one of the girls had raised her hand and we had asked what she needs to do in the next 2 weeks in order to move her business forward. And she said she really needs to film her course. And I said, how long are you going to take to film your course? And she said, well, I'm going to try to get it done within these 2 weeks. And she had mentioned, you know, how many modules or whatnot was in it. And it was like, okay, technically you could get this all done in a day if you had to, correct? And she said, yes. And I'm like, why are we taking 2 weeks to film this then? Number one, you're going to forget what you filmed. If you leave too much time in between, you're going to forget what you said. And it's just the truth. You do. That means you have to spend the next day and the next day every single time going back to re-listen and rethink about everything that you said. And whether you're like, no, that's not going to happen, I'm going to write it down, it happens every single time. And it's better to condense your work and make yourself do it and get it out quickly. And another thing that we were talking about is sometimes it's like you think that you have to learn more before you release something. You guys, I'm here to tell you that if you have to learn more before you release content, you're releasing the wrong content. The content that you should be releasing right now is the content that's in you that you already know. And we're trying to serve an audience that isn't following us. When we are trying to learn something that we don't know, that means we're trying to serve an audience ahead of us. When we are truly meant to be serving an audience that is a few steps behind us. So of course you're going to grow and you're going to learn more in the future, and then you'll be able to serve that next version of audience. So if you feel like you need to go and do more research and learn and sound smarter, you're releasing the wrong content, and it's not going to even feel authentic to you when you go to teach it because you haven't lived it, right? If you have to go learn something, it means you shouldn't be teaching it because you have not lived that yet. You have not lived as the person who knows that wisdom and has applied it, right? And has taught it. So I want you to challenge yourself to condense the pockets of time in which you get projects done. So I want to challenge you to condense the time, to shrink the time of the things that you need to do in order to stop sitting in all of the resistance, to stop sitting in the, I haven't done this yet, to stop sitting in the, this is going to take me so long. It's not, because if someone said you have to get this done in one day, or, you know, you don't get to see tomorrow, you would get it done. So I challenge you to actually put it in your schedule and put it in your agenda with a shorter amount of time, because done is better than perfect. And you need the feedback in order to move forward on even going back in and maybe changing the course, going back in and editing some writing. You need the feedback that you get only when you release something that is not perfect. And by the way, what is perfect? It doesn't even exist. And if you're stressing over trying to make something better or sound smarter, you're actually doing the world and yourself a massive disfavor, because it's like the smart person's version of procrastinating. It's the smart person's version of an excuse. My friend Lindsay Schwartz calls it the cute quit, or I guess we could coin it the cute procrastinate, where you're extending the things longer and you're procrastinating, putting it off, saying it needs to be more perfect, when honestly, that's just another version of an excuse. You're still just not getting the job done. So you guys, the key today is whatever it takes to get the job done and then learn on the other side. And this is how you become successful. This is how you live that life that you want. This is how you actually live the life and match your actions to the goals that you want. A lot of us want those big, bold goals, but we are not taking the big, bold action. So if you have a big, bold goal, but your daily actions don't match it, you're never going to get there. So you can either realize that, or you can sit in this fake land of like, ah, maybe I'll get there if I keep acting this way and moving really slow and letting these projects take a really long time and never actually finishing something. Honestly, I wouldn't even want to live in that place, because it's a place of just massive circling around your goal, circling around the life that you want, but never actually landing on it. So you guys, make a decision faster today. Move quicker. Get something out. Condense your time. Move things up on the calendar. Get that pressure that you need in order to get it done. Pressure is helpful. Stress is actually helpful. Get the project out and get the feedback later. Okay, guys, sending you so much love today. And if you want more info on our the online course, which is absolutely amazing. Go check it out now. You probably only have 2 days left to join from when you are listening to this podcast. So it's joinbeonline.com. You can learn everything that we did to grow our businesses, to launch our businesses, scale our business. And it is such a freaking good course, you guys. I literally highly, highly, highly suggest that if this is something you want to do and you want to stop procrastinating, that you go and check it out. All right. Sending you so much love. Until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.